If you go to some of the big download sites, such as download.com and 2Cows and others, you'll see that instant messaging applications are some of the most popular downloads on the planet. The undisputed leader in this area is ICQ. It's used by the vast majority of those who use instant messaging clients. But there are some others out there. In a past main menu, we did look at ICQ 2000. But if you look at many of the blindness-related email lists, as I certainly do, you'll know there are lots and lots and lots of emails from blind users having difficulty with ICQ 2000 and indeed previous releases of ICQ. ICQ is usable by users of screen readers. There are many blind people doing so, but it is not for the faint of heart, and I guess it's fair to say that it is pretty much a power user's application. That's because its interface is unorthodox, many of the controls are custom controls and not standard, and therefore might need a little bit of configuring or a lot of movement with your screen reader's review cursor. So there are people who are looking for alternatives to ICQ, and they certainly exist. I'm going to look at one that people have been talking about since it was released only last Wednesday of the last week. That is MSN Messenger Service version 3.0. This obviously comes from Microsoft, and my initial impressions, having just been playing with it for the last couple of hours before doing this review, are extremely favorable. If you have been disillusioned with instant messaging clients because of bad experiences with ICQ, then I strongly recommend that you give this a go. But let me just backtrack a little and talk about what instant messaging is for those who aren't familiar with the concept. When you send an email to another person, it's necessary for them to log in and check their email. There are a couple of exceptions to that. If they happen to be in a corporate environment, they may have access to a Microsoft Exchange server, in which case, if they're logged on, the moment the message comes through, they get an alert tone to be told that the message is there. Many people also check their messages very regularly, perhaps every 5 minutes. They log on to their POP3 server and check their email, but it's still not quite instant. The idea of instant messaging is that you can keep track of people to whom you want to have regular conversations, find out whether or not they are online, and if they are, send them a message, and you can carry on quite a bit of a dialogue. It's a way of sending files to people as well, and doing other things that we'll show you in the context of the MSN Messenger service. So, let's take a look at what MSN Messenger version 3.0 does and how easy it is, how incredibly easy it is for a screen reader user to master. First of all, to get MSN Messenger service up and running, you have to have what Microsoft call a passport. If you have an account with the email service Hotmail, which is now owned and operated by Microsoft, you already have the passport that you need. And all you need to do in order to use MSN Instant Messenger Service is to log on using your Hotmail user ID. If you don't have a Hotmail account, you can create one before downloading the Instant Messenger. If you want to have access to Instant Messenger without having a Hotmail account, there's a process for doing that as well. You can create a passport that's linked to your own existing email address. The passport system is something that Microsoft is trying to promote. It's available on their Money portal and a number of other Microsoft sites. It also contains a kind of a wallet feature, theoretically making it much easier for you to make purchases over the internet in a secure and safe way. And there's a lot less typing to do because you can store credit card information and things of that nature and bring it up very quickly. Obtaining a passport, I found, was a bit of a bizarre process. There's some sort of not quite standard web page that you have to deal with in order to get this passport. And one thing that will make it considerably easier is that people must remember when airing through the combo boxes, particularly the combo box that specifies what country you're in if you need to change that, make sure that you open the combo box with Alt down arrow and not just down arrow through it. That's a rule that you should follow in pretty much all combo boxes on the web because increasingly, as soon as you down arrow through a combo box, you're selecting the first choice that you are on. So use Alt down arrow for those combo boxes. You should have little trouble, although there is some strange behavior going on in there. So once you've obtained your passport, though, that is the only potentially tricky part of this process, and many people will not find it so. The actual installation of the MSN messenger service is trouble-free. It uses a standard install shield type system. All the dialogues speak well, and there are no tricks to installing it. Then it's time to log in. The first time you do that, it will ask you for your passport user ID and password. You can enter that. I've already done that. So I'm now going to start the client on that basis. So we're going to the start menu. And we're going to go to Programs.
Programs.
Next. And we'll choose the MSN Instant Messenger from here. It's not in a program group. It just appears.
MSN Messenger Service.
And hit Enter.
Leaving menus. Start button. MSN Messenger Service. List view.
Now, I'm immediately placed in a list view, and this is a very simple list view. If I go to the top of
it, Johnson Wilson Online.
That's me. It shows that I'm online. When I down arrow,
go to my email inbox.
I can hit enter and go to my inbox, which would allow me to do email from here.
Contacts currently online.
All I'm doing is down arrowing through this list view. So now it's saying contacts currently online. And when I down arrow once more, it will give me any contacts that are online that I've added.
None.
Now there are none. I only have actually added a couple of contacts. So it's highly unlikely that there will be too many people online, particularly given that the contacts I added are from the US. And as this is being recorded, it's very late there.
Contacts not online. Jeff Bishop.
Okay, so here we have a contact who I have added, but who isn't online. And Jeff Bishop is one that I've got focus on now. All I need to do here is hit the context key, or Shift F10.
Context menu. Send an instant message grade.
Now, the first option is to send an instant message, which is grade. That's because you can't send an instant message to someone who's not online. However, if he was online, I would just be able to hit the context key. I'm on send an instant message, and I would just hit the enter key. One of the really cool things about this is that when you do that, when you choose to send an instant message, you're placed in a very standard kind of a window with two edit boxes. One edit box is where you type in what you want to send to this person, such as, hi Jeff, how are you doing? What's the latest talking book that you're reading? Then you would just tab to the send button and hit the space bar or enter and the message is sent. The other edit box, which you can shift to simply by tabbing to the edit box, contains a dialogue of the conversation. And it's very screen reader friendly. For example, it would say, Jonathan Mosen said, and then it would have the message that I just sent. And then when Jeff eventually replied to me, it would say, Jeff Bishop said, and give his reply. And I'd just be able to arrow through it, or even read the entire conversation using my screen reader's continuous reading function. Because it's a standard edit box, that read-to-end thing will work. And if I want to reply to his message, I would just tab back into the edit box. One is obviously a read-only edit box, the other is not. And simply type my message and tab to the send button again, and it would add it to that conversation. It is a very nice feature, makes it really easy to review a conversation as it develops, and it's absolutely 100% screen reader friendly. Let me just cursor further through this context menu list. So we would be able to send an instant message. It's currently grayed out.
Send a message to a mobile device grayed.
Now, I haven't had a play with this too much, but MSN Instant Messaging Service does support a range of mobile devices. I need to find out exactly the extent of that range, but I believe it supports digital mobile phones and a number of pages. This is good, obviously, if you have a sighted person who has a digital mobile phone or a pager supported by the messaging client and you need to contact them urgently. And, of course, if you have a pager that speaks and there are some available, that might be quite useful as well.
Send a file ..
This is also great because he's offline, but I can send a file. It brings up a pretty standard dialogue for me to send a file. And what's really impressive about this too, when you get sent a file, it comes up in the standard messaging window that I've just been talking about. And it says Jeff Bishop wants to send you a file called, and it tells you what the name of the file is. And then actually, as part of the text, it says if you wish to accept, press Alt T. So it actually tells you, as text in the edit box, the hotkey that you should press to accept. And that's very nice.
Send mail jeffbrissett@hotmail.com.
Now that's not great, and I can hit enter and send Jeff an email message. because he's not online, but I can even when he is online.
Invite, great.
And the invite feature allows you to invite Jeff for a voice chat. This is all built in to the messaging client. It's possible to have a voice chat with someone without calling up any kind of external application at all. And the voice chat quality is very good, I'm told.
Call.
Now, the call option is really quite cool. I'm going to hit enter on this.
1-5-2-0.
I'm going to hit the control key so we don't give Jeff's number over the main menu. But what we have is a list of phone numbers that Jeff has chosen to put in his profile, which we will examine for you shortly. And by houring through this list, I have his home number, his work number, his mobile number, I think. So we have all three there. Now, I'm going to take a chance and think that there'll be no one at his work, and that maybe we can safely ring that. And let's do that. Let's just arrow down to the work number. And all I'm going to do is push enter.
Leaving menu.
And Jaws says phone leaving call. Message. Now I'm in the phone call window. I can just tab
dial button.
To the dial button, hit the space bar, and without calling up any other application, it is now dialing Jeff at his work number. And any second now, it's starting to ring. Now, the voice technology that they're using is the neck-to-phone technology. And it's pretty good. I don't know whether you can really tell just by the ringtone that it's pretty good, but we'll try and make another call on that shortly. I don't think we're going to get...
Hello, you have reached Jeff Bishop with Keene Corporation. Please leave your name, telephone number, and a brief message. And I'll get back with you as quickly as I can. Thank you very much for calling, and have a great day.
Hello, Jeff. This is Jonathan Mosen, just testing the MSN Instant Messenger telephone system for main menu. I'm now going to hit the pound key, or the hash key, and see if we can get a little menu here.
Number button.
We'll try it again. Okay, we're not... Maybe we'll hit the star key.
Star button.
You may replay this message, continue recording it, indicate that you have finished recording it, delete it, transfer out of phone mail, or disconnect from phone mail. To replay the message, push 7, then 3. To continue recording, push 1.
Okay, this is 7 button.
3 button.
Now, you may replay this. Thank you for calling.
No, I think it's going to hang up on me, isn't it? That's one of the problems with...
7 button.
We're still
3 button.
That's one of the problems with...
Or a button.
I'll just go back to hang up.
Hang up button.
The audio is slightly sort of more choppy than I had experienced before. The technology they're using that they've licensed, which is actually built in, it's not calling up any other program. The technology they're using is net-to-phone technology, and it's a little bit jerkier there than I had experienced before. Perhaps it's just the kind of time of the day or the connection quality was a bit flaky on that particular call. But it's generally pretty good. And the one criticism that I have of it is that when you use touch tones to select different options, sometimes it is not doing a good job at distinguishing those tones, and sometimes it's getting it wrong. And if you're using services like telephone banking, which I would not recommend that you use over this internet anyway, but or something like Newsline, for instance, the excellent telephone newspaper system that the NFB runs, you may have problems using the instant messaging options here because of that incorrect interpretation of touch tones. Nevertheless, for standard phone calling, I have found that it's reasonably good, and we might just give that another go in a minute with something else, just to give it a real test. But we'll hit Alt F4,
MSN Messenger,
and that
service.
Takes us back to the main window. So, when you set up your profile, you can specify as many numbers, or no numbers at all if you choose, to be made available on your profile. You can put your home number, your work number, and your mobile, and then people can call you if you wish for that to happen. So, you know, if you don't wish for people to be able to phone you up, then don't put your numbers in there. But it is a really nice feature if you want to be contactable. Now, I've got Jeff Bishop highlighted here, and I can just hit Alt Enter to bring up the properties.
Jeff Bishop Properties Dialog.
So this is all very good standard Windows stuff. And to review the properties, there's only one pane. It's the general pane. I can just go to the top
page
of the file and
tab.
Of the screen rather, and down arrow.
Graphic 591. Jeff Bishop. Sign in name jeffbishop@hotmail.com. Status not online. Service MSN Messenger service. Home phone 1.
Okay, now it's got his home phone.
Work phone.
And his work phone.
Mobile phone 1.
Mobile.
Okay button cancel.
And so that just brings up his properties and lets me review them. The menu system in MSN Instant Messaging Service is pretty standard. Let me just tap the Alt key.
Menu bar. File.
Because you can't do that in ICQ either. You don't have a nice standard menu bar like this, really.
View. Tools. Help.
So we've got File, View, Tools, and Help. Off the File menu, I'll push Alt F.
Menu active. File. Sign in ... Great.
This lets me sign in.
Sign out.
And I can sign out if I wish to go offline.
My status.
Here I can set my status. Now this is all available in ICQ, but it's just that the interface is more conventional, and that makes a big difference for some people who may not feel comfortable with fooling around with unorthodox stuff.
Online checked.
So online is checked. That's my status at the moment. The other choices I have, well, let's just arrow through them.
Busy.
All I need to do is to push enter to select any of these status options.
Be right back. Away. On the phone. Out to lunch. Appear offline.
I should set my status permanently to out to lunch, I think, sometimes.
Online checked.
And so online checked is what I want. I'll just set
enter. Leaving menus.
And that confirms that choice. So I could have just tapped Alt to clear the menu.
Menu act.
Just go back into the file menu.
Sign out. My status. Add a contact ...
The add a contact is also very screen reader friendly. Let me just have a look at that. We'll push enter. And because it said ... we know it's going to bring up a dialogue.
Leaving menus. Add a contact dialogue. How do you want to add a contact? If we can't add the contact to your list, this wizard will help you invite that person to start using this service. My email address radio button checked.
One of three.
Okay. Email address is one option, and then we have...
Search for a contact radio button not checked.
Two of three.
And for some reason I can't get to three of three, so I have no idea what the other one is. But let's try by email address.
My email address radio button checked.
That's what we want.
Next button.
And so we just choose the next button.
Please type your contact's complete email address, example name 123@hotmail.com, minimum at msn.com, example at passport.com. Please type your...
Okay, so it's wanting an email address now. And I'm going to see if my old friend DJC has tried this, or type his email address in.
Back button, next
and
button.
Go to the next button.
Cancel button.
And it's gone to search.
Success.
Ooh.
DJC2@packbell.net was added to your list. If DJC2@packbell.net is not using MSN Messenger service, we can send email that tells him or her about the program and how to install it. If you would like to send a custom email, click the send mail button. Next button.
Well, that's slightly ambiguous, that prompt, because if it couldn't find him, then it wouldn't have added him. So there's no real point in sending an email to tell DJC about the service because he was found. So I'm not really quite clear. It may be that having only been using this program for a couple of hours, I've got it a bit confused, but I don't quite see the point of that. So it found DJC and it's added him. Simple as that, because there was only one result that it came back with, and he's been added. Now that is absolutely 100% screen reader friendly. Very, very simple.
Finish button.
Now I can click the next button to add somebody else, or just tab to the finish button and hit the space bar.
List view.
Let's see if Don is online.
Go to my email. Contacts currently online. None.
No, he's not. He's not online with MSN Instant Messaging Service anyway. So that's how it works there. Just adding someone is very simple.
Menu active.
Let's go back to the file menu and see if there are any other goodies that I've missed.
Delete contact grade.
I can delete a contact, and by arrowing to the person and then choosing delete contact, that's how I would do it.
View profile ... grade.
I can view the profile of the individual.
Properties ... grade.
And view the properties as well.
Send a file to. Open received files ... Close.
And we can close the program. The view menu is pretty standard. And then we have a tools menu. And let's take a look at what's on there.
Menu active. Tools. Send an instant message.
Send an instant message. So if we press enter on that.
Other ...
and we've got one option, and that's other. That's because what it would do is bring up a list of my contacts who are online, but because none of my contacts are online right now, all we have is other. So if I press enter on other...
Leaving menus. Send an instant message dialog. Enter the email address of the person you want to send a message to. Be sure to include the @ portion of the name. Enter the email address of the...
Okay, so I can enter an email address here, and then tab.
Cancel button. Enter the email address. Cancel.
And obviously once I've entered an email address, it will come up with the next button. So that's a pretty simple process to send an instant message. I've just escaped out of that. Let's continue our look through the tools menu.
Send a message to a mobile device.
And this is this powerful feature again, which I haven't had a chance to investigate. But it looks very good.
Call.
Now here we are with the call option. I'll come back to that.
Send an invitation.
So let's press enter and see what we can invite someone to do.
To start net meeting 3.01.
So we can organize for people to get together in the net meeting. And that's the only option that we can do from this menu right now. But as I say, voice chatting is built in to MSN Instant Messenger now.
Send mail. MSN Home. My email inbox. My alerts, no recent alerts, great. Options dot dot dot.
And the options, there are a whole lot of ways in which you can customize the program. There's nothing too outstanding in there, but it will allow you to take a bit of control over privacy issues. You can ban somebody, if you like, so that you're not visible to them. All sorts of things that you need for good privacy and security in an instant messaging client.
Audio tuning wizard dot dot dot.
That's a nice feature. Because there are voice chat facilities in MSN Instant Messaging Service, you will need to go through the audio tuning wizard if you have any difficulties. In fact, the first time you try and use any of the audio features in the program, it will force you to go through the tuning wizard and just verify for itself that everything is going to work okay.
Send an instant message.
And we're back at the top. So that's the tools menu. But let's go back into the tools menu and make another phone call so we can really try and test out this feature.
Menu active.
The program allows you without any fuss to make a free phone call of unlimited duration to anywhere in the United States. So we'll just go down to call.
Send MS, my email, my alert, options, audio, send a message, call.
Call, and there we go.
Telephone number, dot, dot, dot.
Now we have dial a phone number.
Jeff Bishop.
And, oh, that's interesting. Because I've got a contact there, I can call him.
Publish my phone numbers.
I think I've done that.
Telephone number, dot, dot, dot.
So let's dial a phone number. We'll push
in. Leaving menus. Phone call. Edit combo. Enter 1 plus area code plus phone number.
All right. And so I will do that. I will enter Telme's number. So we'll enter 1-800-555-8355 and press enter.
Hang up button.
Immediately it goes to a hang up button. That's the program doing that at its own speed. It's funny the way it kind of stops like that.
Telme. Hi, you're connected to Telme. Are you interested in pre-IPO investments? E-offering helps you get suited for pre-IPOs. Say, tell me more. Say a keyword like airlines or phone booth, or stay tuned for all the keywords you can say.
News.
Telme News. Sponsored by E-offering, the future of investment banking.
When you're done here, say, tell me menu.
Say a news category, or say, tell me my choices.
Top stories.
Top stories. To interrupt this report at any time, say, stop.
CNN Radio World News. I'm John Martin. President Clinton has left Okinawa and the G8 summit. He says he wants to get back to the Mideast peace talks at Camp David. While in Okinawa, the president spoke to U.S. troops stationed at Camp Foster.
Just tap to the hang-up button and hit the space bar. Now, that audio is pretty good. It was flakier, as I say, than I had found it when we called Jeff Bishop's work number, but that audio there is not too bad at all. I have not had that sort of audio from the net-to-phone application, so I find it interesting that this audio is so jolly good. I do think that when it's performing well like that, it is better than Delta 3, which is what I've been using of late. This program is outstanding, and I would give it 10 out of 10, except for one thing, and that is that its biggest drawback is still that you will probably find it hard to find people that you want to contact on the Jolly Thing. Now, this may change with time, and it's a chicken and egg situation. Unless more of us start to use it, we're not going to change that. I think that this program is a lot better than ICQ. It may have some features lacking for the power instant messaging user, and I don't really consider myself a power instant messaging user. I just use the very basics of ICQ. I send messages to people, send files to them sometimes, and receive files. And really, that's about it. I suppose sometimes I get a request to initiate a particular type of internet telephone conversation, but that will be about my limit. I don't use any of the fancy, group chat facilities that they have and things like that. And on that basis, this program meets my needs. It's a lot less bloated, a lot less cluttered, and it's just absolutely screen reader friendly. I find it hard to even come up with one suggestion to make it more screen reader friendly. It is an outstanding product, and so on that basis I'd probably give it 9.75 out of 10 even. And I would encourage people who are into instant messaging or who want to be and have found ICQ demoralizing and difficult to give this a chance. And if you're a diehard ICQ user, try this. There's nothing to be lost. If you hate it, delete it off your system. But I would be really interested in people's feedback on this, because I think this program is a tremendous breakthrough. The free PC to telephone service is probably on most occasions the best audio there is for this type of service. It sounds more natural in terms of its telephone quality than anything else I've heard. Check this out. You can get it at messenger.msn.com, and remember, you've got to get a passport if you don't have one already, and there is a link on that page to do so. messenger.msn.com. And if you try it, let us know what you think.